you know, the typical names that come to mind. But you look at this guy and you look at his career and you look at his numbers, his name should be right there near the top of the list. You could argue that he's at the very top of the list. He's going into his seventh year in the NFL, all with Houston, and that's part of it. A three-time Pro Bowler. He had more receptions for more yardage than anybody in the NFL last year. The former number three pick overall. He won a national championship at the University of Miami back in 2001. It was an amazing team. I'm joined right now by Andre Johnson. Andre, nice to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Andre, I'm doing great. Feels like Groundhog Day, I should say. Feels like you and I had this conversation just the other day, and it feels like we were talking about the same thing. But here you are coming off consecutive 8-8 seasons. If I'm not mistaken, I asked you last year at this time, is it playoffs or bust? So let me ask you again. After an 8-8 season, is it the playoffs or bust?
Hopefully it'll be in the playoffs. You know, I haven't really been talking about the playoffs much this year, you know, like we were talking about it last year. I think it's something we talked about too much. We have to go out and earn, you know, everything that, you know, we get in. The only way we're going to get to the playoffs is by going out winning games on Sunday. So I'd rather just go out and play on Sunday than, you know, sit around and talk about it.
Well, this is the way you've always approached it. I mean, you were always going to let your game and your actions speak louder than your words. What about what you have this year, though? Do you feel like you've got a better chance this year? Does this year feel different than last year?
It feels different. I think we're a better football team than we were last year. You know, since Coach Kubiak's been here, you know, the team has been better and better every year. And, you know, I think this team has a different attitude. You know, we've been through a lot last year. We started off slow last year. So, you know, we've been through that. We know what to expect. And, you know, we're just looking forward to this upcoming season.
Andre Johnson joins us. Is it a matter of this team going as quarterback Matt Schaub goes? He was productive when he was healthy, but he couldn't stay healthy.
I think that's a big thing for us. You know, we all are healthy now. You know, I'm just, you know, wondering what this team would be like if, you know, we all could stay healthy for a full 16 games. You know, I think the sky's the limit for us, and, you know, hopefully we all can go out and, you know, stay healthy this year. If not, you know, some guys just have to step up, you know, into those roles and pick their games up, and we'll just see what happens.
I mean, does it come down to just a big crapshoot? Is it a big roll of the dice? I mean, who knows who's healthy and who's not? Injuries are a part of the game. Or is there a definite strategy and things that you can do to keep yourself on the football field?
I don't think it's a strategy. You know, guys are out there playing, you know, you never know what's going to happen. You know, sometimes guys get rolled up and, you know, things like that. And, you know, those things happen unexpectedly. So, you know, those are, you know, things that just happen as part of the game.
Andre Johnson joining us. You know, you'll never say it. I've never known you to say it. That's why I said it at the very top. But you look at the year that you had last year, you look at the career that you've had, I think that you are one of the best receivers in the game. But you got to fight for that kind of publicity. If you're in Houston and you're not a guy who has those look at me moments, you might not get the attention that you ordinarily deserve. Do you have any kind of problem with that?
No, I don't. To be honest, I really don't care. You know, that's not, you know, what I play the game for. I don't play the game, you know, to get all the attention or anything like that. I just want to win Super Bowls. And, you know, my biggest thing is before, you know, I end my career is, you know, to bring this franchise its first Super Bowl. So, you know, that's my focus. That's my main goal.
You know, I tend to believe you. In fact, I do believe you. I think a lot of guys would say, it's not about this. I don't feel that way. But watching you your whole career, I believe that to be true. You want that Super Bowl. You play for the Super Bowl. Is it at all in the back of your mind that you might have to leave to get it?
To be honest, I've never really thought about it. You know, you never know what can happen in this league. You know, I just take it day by day and season by season. So hopefully, you know, I can remain here. And, you know, I plan on being a Houston Texan my whole career. So, you know, hopefully, you know, I can accomplish that goal here.
You see, I see it both ways. I mean, if you have to leave to win, I can understand that. But at the same time, you're 7 years in right now. The last thing you want to do is build that house and then have somebody else live in it and enjoy it.
Yeah, it is. You know, you hate to be here, and, you know, you've been here for most of your career, and then, you know, you leave, and then, you know, it happens. So, you know, that would be a bad feeling. That's something you would hate to see. So, you know, I think, you know, things are headed in the right direction for us. And like I said, you know, I hope that this will be the place that, you know, I can stay and I can finish my career.
Andre Johnston is my guest. You know, you're so modest and you're so humble. What was it like being on that 0-1 Miami team? It was such an incredible team. They won the national championship, and you had so many larger-than-life personalities, guys that were flamboyant, guys that did like to talk a little bit. What did you think when you used to look around that locker room? I mean, you respected all the talent and all the game, but the personalities were so different than yours and everybody else's.
Yeah, it was. You know, we had a lot of different guys on the team. But when we were on that football field, we were all, you know, as one. You know, as one team, one heartbeat. So, you know, we had a goal, and we all were focused on that goal, and we were determined to get that goal accomplished. So, you know, we went out, and we were able to do that and win the national championship.
Yeah, that said, you do care about your reputation. You do care about the way you're seen and the way you're viewed. You want to be known as a guy that plays the game a certain way and carries himself a certain way. Let me get your thoughts on that.
Well, you know, it's kind of crazy. I had a kid drive like 600 miles to come in and watch me in training camp. And this kid just knew just about everything about me. So, you know, I never knew, you know, that this kid was watching me. And, you know, he could tell me so much about myself that, you know, you never know who's watching you. So you definitely have to be, you know, careful about the things you do and, you know, the way you carry yourself.
It's a great story. It's a great anecdote. Listen, before you go, talk about the adjustments that go on in that league. When you're you and you know you're going to get the attention of a defense, defenses are always changing and they're so complex and they're going to gear up to stop you specifically. If you don't try and stay out in front of that and if you don't adjust to them as they're adjusting to you, you can lose what you have and all of a sudden you're not on the top and you're looking up at everybody else. Talk about the challenge in staying out in front of it and staying on top of your game.
Well, you have to stay on top of your game. You know, when you're out there on the field, you definitely have to have great communication with your quarterback and your offensive coordinator and just letting them know, you know, what the teams are doing so that, you know, you can be moved around and things like that. And, you know, that's what I try to do, you know, when I'm out on the field. I just try to communicate as much as possible to Coach Kubiak and Kyle and Matt and, you know, just letting them know what teams are doing and, you know, they can move me around a little bit and find spots in the defense that we can attack.
You know, and I wonder, Andre, it's you keep talking about these so-called diva receivers, and you look at the guys that are tweeting, and they're making it about them, and they're on Ustream, and they're blowing up analysts via the tweets, but it's not like that. You're not all like that. Some guys are like that. That's part of some guys' games, and they seem to need it, but I talked to Greg Jennings last week, and he said, he's another great receiver, I'm not a diva. We're not all divas. You don't fit in that category either. So what is it about wide receivers? Why do some guys need that attention, and some guys want no part of it?
Everyone's different. You know, some people, you know, carry themselves in different ways. You know, me, to be honestly, I get a kick out of it. You know, I love to go home and watch ESPN and see what somebody has done, some crazy touchdown celebration or something like that. I really, you know, it's entertainment for me. But, you know, I'm not, you know, that type of person. I'm not the guy who goes out and do those type of things. So, you know, everyone's different. Everybody has their own way of doing things.
You know, it seems like those guys have, quote, swagger, but you're not a guy lacking in confidence or competence. I mean, do you have a different swagger or do you not want that swagger? How would you characterize that?
I think it's a different swagger. You know, those guys, you know, they really don't, you know, care about, you know, what people think. They're just going to go out and be themselves. And, you know, as far as me, you know, I really don't worry about what people think either. But, you know, I'm just not, you know, I'm just not as flashy or, you know, whatever you call it, you know, as those other guys. You know, I'm just more laid back. You know, I have a different type of attitude than, you know, the other guys have.
You're putting on a different sort of show. You're better. Andre Johnston joining us. Andre, great to have you back. I appreciate the visit again. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for having me.
Smooth, boy. He's so good. Yeah, he's not looking to show anybody up. He's not looking to say, look at me, look at what I just did. He's just going out there looking to make plays, looking to win games, looking to improve. Hey, you know what's amazing? He's from the U. He's the anti-diva and the anti-U. Nothing against the U, but when you think about the U, you do think about swagger. You think about guys that are good and guys that are going to let you know they're good.